Welcome to the Sunshine Nutraceuticals podcast with your host, pharmacist Michael, where you learn everything about happy, healthy living. Now, here's your host, pharmacist Michael.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sunshine Nutraceuticals podcast. Believe it or not, this is already episode number 31. And today we're going to talk about things you should avoid if you suffer from anxiety. Number one is drugs and alcohol. This is obvious, but many people with anxiety try to cope by drinking or using drugs. The problem is, these substances wear off, and when they do, withdrawal symptoms lead to more anxiety. Only use medications that are prescribed for you by a physician. Using someone else's medication is very dangerous and should never be tried. I would even go one step further and say that other options to treat anxiety should be tried prior to any medication therapy. Number two, unhealthy relationships. Relationships that are not healthy can increase anxiety levels. Think about it. If you're in an abusive relationship, physical, mental, or emotional, just being around the person can increase anxiety. If you are being abused, please get help. Nobody deserves to be treated poorly by their partner. There are many organizations available to help. Avoid the news. This is also true if you're depressed. The news concentrates on negative stories for the most part. Negativity can trigger anxiety. I have not watched the news for years and am doing just fine. Most every happiness book I have read recommends avoiding news programs. If you or someone you know suffers from anxiety, try the anxiety formula from Sunshine Nutraceuticals. This supplement is specifically designed to help reduce the symptoms of anxiety. It contains many vitamins, B1, B2, B5, B6, niacin, biotin, zinc, magnesium, potassium, as well as a proprietary blend, which has many herbs, including chamomile, lemon balm, skullcap, ashwagandha, bacopa, and many more. Visit us today at www.sunshinentc.com. You will find many products, including the anxiety formula, in our store. Avoid caffeine. Caffeine is a stimulant and can make you jittery and increase heart rate. Remember, anxiety stems from an increase of adrenaline. You certainly don't need to add fuel to the fire by adding caffeine. Always keep an anxiety journal. Write the things down that you do each day. What you eat, what you drink, etc. Then put the level of anxiety in the journal and see if you can find things that increase your anxiety level. These are your triggers and should be avoided if at all possible. These can be foods, drinks, people, places, situations, etc. Avoid procrastination. This is one of the anxiety sufferer's worst enemies. Why? Because when you procrastinate, you become anxious as the due times of the tasks become closer. When you feel overwhelmed due to a heavy workload, anxiety is almost certain to appear. Make a list of goals each day and check them off as you go. Do not take on more work than you can comfortably accomplish. Learn how to say no. Avoid not getting enough sleep. This is one of the five pillars of health and will keep coming up over and over in this podcast. Lack of sleep makes every psychiatric condition worse, including anxiety. Be sure to follow basic sleep hygiene techniques. Refer to my podcast, Sleep Hygiene, How to Get Better Sleep, released on May 8th, for more information on this important topic. Avoid being a couch potato. Yes, exercise is another health pillar. Again, we have talked about this many times. Pick an activity you enjoy and get your body moving throughout the day. Take a walk, work in your yard, play golf, tennis, or racquetball. Anything that you enjoy that increases blood flow will work just fine. Avoid skipping meals. Our body needs nutrition to function, and skipping meals releases stress hormones, which can increase anxiety. As always, I recommend eating whole foods and avoiding high-sugared foods and junk food. Too much sugar at once can spike insulin and lead to a crash, which also might trigger an anxiety attack. Avoid skipping periods of relaxation and mental clarity. Again, another health pillar, take care of mental and spiritual health. Be sure to take time throughout the day to relax, whatever that means to you. Pray, practice yoga, listen to music, meditate, whatever you do to relax. Avoid becoming dehydrated. Yes, drink plenty of water. Did you know that dehydration can actually mimic the symptoms of anxiety? You need to make a habit of drinking water throughout your day. Anxiety is the most prevalent psychiatric disorder in America. Learning your triggers and avoiding them, in addition to avoiding the things listed in this podcast, can help reduce anxiety and panic attacks. If you have any questions about this topic or any other psychiatric condition, please feel free to contact me at michael.brown@sunshinentc.com. I have years of experience helping patients with anxiety and other mental health issues and would love to help you as well. I am also actively searching for guests to appear on this podcast. If you have a subject you would be willing to discuss with me, contact me at the email address just mentioned. Thank you for listening and have a happy, healthy week.
Thank you for listening to the Sunshine Nutraceuticals podcast. Visit us today at www.sunshinentc.com. Have a happy, healthy life.